sometimes because it's an election, because it's a ballot, I think people can feel it's a bit like a general election, that you make a decision and 5 years later you can make another decision. If you're fed up with the effing Tories, give them a kick and then maybe we'll think again. You know, this is totally different to a general election. This is a decision about not the next 5 years, it's a decision about the next century. And of course it's absolutely the Scottish people and the Scottish people alone who must make that choice. But I think it's really important everyone knows the scale of the choice being made, that if Scotland votes to separate itself from the United Kingdom, it's voting irreversibly to separate itself from the institutions that we've built together, from the currency that we've shared together, from institutions like our central bank that have stepped in and supported financial institutions, whether they're in Scotland, England, Wales, or Northern Ireland, when they get in trouble. And of course, they wouldn't be able to do that. You'd be separating yourselves from the amazing British armed forces that we have built together, and we'd have to start from scratch all over again. So the scale of this decision is one that affects Scotland today and everyone today, but it affects children and grandchildren right into the future, and I think that is so important. Fourth and final thing from me is this. This is absolutely a decision for the Scottish people, for Scotland to make. No one should lecture, no one should hector. It is your decision, yours alone. But I hope as you make the decision, please don't think for a moment that the rest of the United Kingdom is indifferent or doesn't mind what you decide. I, as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, I spend a lot of time listening to people about this subject, whether in Wales, in Northern Ireland, or in England, where I represent a constituency. And there is real passion and feeling in the rest of the United Kingdom that, of course, it's your decision. And we'll respect the decision you make. As Prime Minister, if you make the decision to go it alone, I will help make that happen. But don't for one minute think the rest of the United Kingdom is indifferent. We care passionately about this family of nations. We care about it because we believe, all of us, wherever we're from, that these islands are our home. That whether it's the mountains of Scotland, the glens of Antrim, the valleys of Wales, the Cornish coast, it's our country that we love. It's the place that we love that means so much to all of us. And it's not just about geography, it's also about history. We love all the things that we've done together. This extraordinary country, the United Kingdom, has achieved and done so much for the world, whether it is clearing slavery off the high seas, defeating Hitler, inventing the NHS. We're proud of what we've done together. But it isn't just about the past, it's about the future. It's about, in a world that is dangerous, that is very competitive, what sort of country do we want our children to grow up in? I want my children to grow up in a country where, if they choose Edinburgh University, they're not going to be in the capital city of a foreign country. And I hope you think, if your children want to work in London or study in Cardiff, that we'll all still be part of one family of nations that we share together. And that wherever we travel in the world, we've got the whole of the United Kingdom looking after us and helping us.